First T. Anxiety. A research-backed protocol for the opening hole. Every competitive golfer knows the feeling. Standing on the first tee, aware that people are watching, feeling your heart rate elevated, your grip tighter than usual. The swing that felt smooth on the range, suddenly foreign and mechanical. First tee anxiety is one of the most universal experiences in amateur and professional golf alike. The question isn't whether you'll feel it. The question is whether you have a protocol to channel it into performance. Why the first tee is different. The first tee presents a unique cognitive challenge. Unlike mid-round pressure situations, the first tee combines anticipatory anxiety, the dread before the event, with social evaluation apprehension, concern about being watched and judged, and cold motor readiness. The body has not yet settled into the rhythm of the round. Research by Jones and Hardy, 1990, in their foundational work on anxiety and athletic performance, established that the relationship between anxiety and performance is not linear. The key variable is not anxiety level, but interpretation. Physiological arousal, elevated heart rate, muscle tension, heightened attention, is identical in its physical signature, whether you label it anxiety or readiness. The cognitive interpretation of that arousal determines whether it helps or hinders performance. This is the core insight that first tee protocols are built on. The body is primed, and your job is to direct that prime state toward performance, rather than letting it run as fear. The physiology of first tee nerves. When competitive stress triggers the sympathetic nervous system, several specific changes occur that affect golf performance. Heart rate increases, which is largely neutral for golf. Muscle tension increases, which can restrict range of motion in the golf swing if left unmanaged. Attention narrows, useful for target focus. Problematic if it narrows onto feared outcomes rather than intended targets. Adrenaline release also reduces fine motor control in the short term. This is why the first few holes of a competitive round often feel physically different from a casual round. Your body is operating in a heightened state that your neuromuscular system needs time to calibrate to. Research by Mullen and Hardy, 2000, in the Journal of Sports Sciences, showed that cognitive anxiety, worry, degrades performance more severely than somatic anxiety, physical activation, in self-paced aiming tasks, like golf. Controlling what you think about on the first tee matters more than calming your heartbeat. A 5-step pre-round protocol. The following protocol is structured around established research in arousal regulation, attentional control, and pre-performance preparation. It is designed to begin 20 to 30 minutes before your tee time. Step 1. Warm up with purpose, not just mechanics. The range session before a round should serve two functions: motor preparation and confidence calibration. Hit shots that you know you can make. Finish the warm-up on a success. Research on pre-performance confidence, Hayes et al. Sears, 2009, Journal of Sports Sciences, shows that recency effects matter. What you experience last in practice influences your self-efficacy as you begin competition. Step 2. Set a process focus for the round. Before leaving the range or putting green, decide on one performance cue. A single process, thought that will anchor your attention during play. It might be your target line, a tempo thought, or a feeling in the grip. This pre-selected cue gives you something concrete to occupy the analytical brain when pressure tries to fill that space with self-doubt. Step 3. Reframe the arousal. As you approach the first tee and feel the elevated activation, name it explicitly as readiness rather than anxiety. This is not a trick. It's a research-validated cognitive reappraisal strategy. Jameson, Mendez, and Nock, 2013, published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, showed that reappraising anxiety as excitement significantly improved performance in high-pressure tasks compared to trying to calm down. Step 4. Regulate breathing. A controlled 4, 7 to 8 breathing pattern. 4 counts in, 7 hold, 8 exhale, activates the parasympathetic nervous system and reduces excess muscle tension without eliminating the readiness state you want. Use this on the T while waiting as a tension calibration tool, not a full relaxation technique. Step 5. Commit to an easy opening shot. On the first T specifically, select a target that gives you maximum margin. Not the most aggressive line, the most committed line. The first shot of the round is not the place to test the boundaries of your capability. It is the place to establish the pattern of committed, process-focused execution that you want to repeat for the next 4 hours. Managing the first 3 holes. Research on round opening performance suggests that the first 3 holes are a transition zone, where physiological and psychological calibration is still settling. Competitive golfers who understand this build their round strategy accordingly. They don't expect their sharpest decisions and most precise shots in the first 20 minutes. Give yourself explicit permission to play your round management game through holes 1 through 3. Focus on staying in your process routine, keeping thoughts external and target-focused, and avoiding over-analysis of early results. A bogey on hole 1 is not data about your round. It is data about hole 1, nothing more. This compartmentalization, treating each hole as its own unit of competition rather than a piece of a cumulative narrative, is a documented strategy among elite performers. Rotella, 1995, in Golf is Not a Game of Perfect, articulated the practical version. The underlying cognitive mechanism is interference prevention, keeping early results from contaminating future decisions. Bottom line, first tee anxiety is arousal looking for direction. The protocol is straightforward. Warm up to build confidence. Pre-select a process cue. Reframe activation as readiness. Regulate breathing to manage tension. And play the opening shot conservatively and with full commitment. Manage the first 3 holes as a calibration zone, not a scoreboard. The golfer who has a repeatable first tee protocol arrives at hole 4 with their mental game already running, while everyone else is still trying to settle in. Citations: Jones, G, and Hardy, L, Eds, 1990. Stress and Performance in Sport. Wiley, Mullen, R, and Hardy, L, 2000. State Anxiety and Motor Performance. Testing the Conscious Processing Hypothesis. Journal of Sports Sciences, 18-10-10, 75-799. Hayes, K, Thomas, O, Maynard, I, and Bodden, M, 2009. In the Role of Confidence in World-Class Sport Performance, Journal of Sports Sciences, 27-11, 1185-1199. Jameson, J.P., Mendez, W.B., and Nock, M.K., 2013. Improving Acute Stress Responses, The Power of Reappraisal. Current Directions in Psychological Science, 22-1, 51-56.